Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, today marks World IBD Day. That's Inflammatory Bowel Disease. And our next guest, at the age of just 18 and following two intensive surgeries, was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. Now, we're delighted that since these surgeries, she's actually made a strong recovery, but her daily life will be forever changed due to this diagnosis. So on the line now to share her story, we have Clara Caslin. You're very welcome to the show, Clara.
Hi, thank you.
First of all, Clara, tell us a bit about your story.
So the symptoms really began for me when I was 12. So I would have a lot of bleeding when I would go to the toilet, but I just ignored it because I was so afraid of the doctor. So then again, at the age of 18, it just completely flared up one day, and I had abdominal cramping nonstop and fatigue, and my weight was just dropping. And I ended up having to be rushed into hospital on the 23rd of December in 2011 with a perianal abscess. So then they performed emergency surgery, and they drained 100 ml of poison from this abscess. And they told me that I would have died on Christmas Day if I hadn't have gone into the hospital.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, talk to us about colitis and Crohn's. What's the difference here?
So basically, with Crohn's disease, it can affect any part from your mouth all the way down to the rectal cavity. And then with ulcerative colitis, it's mostly just your large intestine it affects. So so basically, it's an inflammation of the lining, really. It affects mostly the bowel, so it's an inflammation of the lining. So there can be a lot of ulceration, and which causes a lot of pain then for the person going through the disease.
Since your diagnosis, how has your life kind of changed? I mean, is this a lifelong condition, or have you been able to sort of deal with it in some measure?
So, I mean, after the first surgery in 2011, I got worse. So I ended up having to go back in the March, and they found an abscess block in my psoas muscle, blocking all of my organs. So it was very serious then. They actually gave me my last rites because they didn't know if I would live.
Right.
It had got to that stage. So then I had to have a big, major surgery, a bowel resection, and then they found a fistula as well where I had had the previous surgery. And, I just kept getting sicker then on from then, and got C. diff, which is a hospital bug. So it was just on. It just never ended, really. It was just ongoing all the time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, my life at that point was completely different. I had to drop out of college. I was in my first year of college, so I had to drop out of college and just kind of focus on trying to get better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there was a second surgery. Is that
so right? I had the bowel resection. That was the second surgery.
Right.
And then I had to have more surgeries, more drains put in, and then there was ongoing surgeries then for the fistula, because they have, that's an abnormal connection between two organs. So mine hadn't actually attached to another organ. But if it does, it's very serious, because it can attach throughout your whole body. So, there was ongoing surgeries then until 2014 for that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And you have had a nurse working directly with you. I mean, has that been a real support, or?
Yeah, so the ISCC, the Irish Society for Colitis and Crohn's Disease, is actually running a campaign at the moment, so it's double up for IBD.
Okay.
So there's only 14 IBD nurses in Ireland at the moment, and there's over 40,000 people suffering with Crohn's or colitis. So to think that there's only 14 nurses there to support that many people is just crazy. So the Minister for Health, Simon Harris, actually met with the ISCC in November, and he agreed, he supported the point of more nurses being put in place, and there hasn't been any nurses since then. So they're just pushing now for these nurses to be there for these people who really need them. So at the moment, the ISCC have on their website, it's a count up from from when they met with Simon Harris.
Today is World IBD day. So, like, what's the message that you'd like to share? You know, is it about watching for early symptoms? How can we sort of move this forward?
I would say yes, watch for your symptoms, because you can get a stomach ache and think, oh, it's nothing, you know, and just kind of pass it off.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you're having all these cramps, you're losing loads of weight, you're tired all the time, you just find that you're not yourself, then, like, definitely yes, I would go get checked, because I don't even think people know what colitis and Crohn's are. Yeah. I didn't know what either of them were before I was diagnosed.
Yeah.
So it was definitely a new thing to me.
Yeah.
With World IBD Day, yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the awareness that people need. They need to know that these diseases are there and they are manageable once you get the right treatment.
Yeah, yeah. What further supports would you like to see happen in Ireland? I mean, you've mentioned the appointing of more specialised IBD nurses.
Yeah, so with the whole nurse situation, I mean, that has saved me a lot of trips to the hospital.
Yeah.
I can ring my IBD nurse if I need to just have a quick chat, make sure everything's okay. If she tells me I need to go into the hospital, it's fine. And especially, like, for me living in Dublin, it's fine. I'm near a hospital, but people living in rural Ireland, I mean, that could be a 2-hour, 3-hour trip for them to have to go in for a quick trip to A&E when they could have just rang the IBD nurse. And going into A&E, I suppose you're more open to catching different things there. I mean, people are very sick when they're in A&E. So definitely it can save a lot of time. And then I think that we need more awareness. I think that we need more, like, meetups for people in these situations so they have the support from other people suffering with Crohn's and with colitis. And, you know, so they feel that they're not alone as well.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. Yeah. Clara, look, thank you for speaking about us this morning and sharing the story. It is World IBD Day, and you've helped put the spotlight on a subject that we need to understand more, and for which, you know, more resources need to be allocated. So thanks for sharing that with us this morning.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.